live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out on the body of a woman in her 60s which was discovered at a house in Letterkenny. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says it's time people realise the reality that coronavirus has arrived in Ireland. The five main banks have agreed a three-month suspension of mortgage and business loan repayments for customers affected by COVID-19. Six new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed in Northern Ireland today. And policy talks between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been continuing today as the government responds to the coronavirus crisis. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out on the body of a woman in her 60s which was discovered at a house in Letterkenny. Gardaí say such results will determine the course of the investigation. Six new cases of coronavirus have been confirmed today in Northern Ireland. The total number of confirmed cases in the north is now 68. Meanwhile, here the five main banks have agreed a three-month suspension of mortgage and business loan repayments for customers affected by COVID-19. Following a meeting with the finance minister, the banks are working on a simplified application process to make it easier for customers to receive support. Banks have also agreed that any COVID-19 applications for a payment break will not adversely impact on credit records, and court proceedings will be deferred for 3 months. Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle says it's time people realise the reality that coronavirus has arrived in Ireland. Deputy Pringle is to remain in isolation for 2 weeks after coming into contact with a person with COVID-19 last week. He told today's 9 till noon show that it's vital for anyone who is advised to self-isolate to do so in order to protect the country's health service.
I just asked my GP what's the story and what is he doing. His advice was that I should go into isolation as well. Just to make sure, and that's what I have been doing now since Monday. Thankfully, so far, and I'm feeling grand, but I don't know how long it will take to, if it develops, how long it will take to develop or whatever. But
your contact with this person was quite some time ago, though, wasn't it? Last week, I think, was it?
Last contact would have been last week, last Tuesday, probably, and they developed symptoms and developed the disease, but they haven't been confirmed with it either, because the testing only opened up last Monday for people, and they still haven't got tested because of delays in the system as well. So the reality is that the coronavirus is here and it's going to be here, and people are going to get it. And hopefully, I'd be lucky at this stage, but at some point, most of us will get it. But we need to make sure that the health services can manage the amount of people that they need to deal with, and that's really what we have to do. And that means we have to be careful and think about everybody else in this situation.
Policy talks between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been continuing today as the government responds to the coronavirus crisis. It's the first of 3 days of talks between the two parties. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
More policy talks between Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have been held today as part of a three-day series of meetings. The aim is obviously to set up the next government, but much of the talk is going to be dominated by the country's response to the coronavirus. Tomorrow, the Dáil will debate drastic new legislation that includes the power to detain people diagnosed with coronavirus who refuse to self-isolate. It also includes changes to social welfare payments to help those who've lost work because of the crisis. Leinster House is taking measures to limit the spread within the Oireachtas complex. Just 50 TDs will attend tomorrow's sitting to allow room for social distancing. The number of people allowed in for the counting of Shannon votes in that election is also going to be restricted when ballot boxes are opened on Monday week.
Canada and the United States have agreed to temporarily close their borders to all non-essential travel between the two. President Donald Trump says it's a temporary move and that trade won't be affected. The number of cases around the world has now topped 200,000, including over 6,000 in the US. A Donegal woman who is returning to nursing to help as the country tries to combat coronavirus says she had no other choice but to step up and help those on the front line. A HSE recruitment drive is continuing with healthcare professionals from all disciplines who are not already working in the public health service are being urged to register to be on call for Ireland during the pandemic. Roisin Doherty says people who are sick deserve adequate care.
I haven't nursed in 12 years. I changed careers. I went back to college and I became a school teacher. I don't think think it's something that ever leaves you. I think the main thing about nursing is that you just want to look after people and to care for people, and like, you do that as a teacher as well, and I'm willing to relearn and upskill and do whatever I have to do over the next few days so that if and when I am needed, that I'm able to help out wherever I can.
You've got children, I presume you've got family around you and all that kind of stuff. You probably could have done without this, but why did you feel that you had to or wanted to do it?
I had to do it. I didn't have a choice, really. I just knew there's no way that I could sit at home knowing that the girls that I used to work with are out there, and if one of them gets sick, that then they're down a person. And I know what it's like when you're a nurse to be down a person. You know, Limerick Hospital was down 60 staff there a while ago, and I don't want people to be sick and not have enough people to look after them, like, because their family mightn't be allowed in to see them because of the, you know, the distancing and the isolation and all that. Whereas I can go up and I can be there to be with somebody who is sick and look after them, basically.
But that's why what you're doing and what others are doing is so selfless, because for the reasons you've just outlined, God forbid, but we know there is an inherent risk if you're a frontline member of staff, you yourself could find yourself isolated from your own family, and that's a decision that's presumably part of what you were thinking about over the weekend too.
I talked to Pierce and I talked to the boys about it, and I'm like, they were all happy that I'm doing it. And they asked me what event happened to you, and I said, look, there's universal precautions, you take care, you carry out you wear the proper protective equipment, you wash your hands. It's basically the same stuff as you're doing here. You do as much as possible to protect yourself.
There are calls for an urgent increase in testing for COVID-19 in the north. At the moment, only those admitted to hospital are being tested. The World Health Organization has stated that testing is the only way to combat the virus. Councillor Sandra Duffy says the Health Minister immediately needs to respond to the advice of the WHO.
We have seen the World Health Organization. They have come out very clearly to say that people should be tested. We should test, and track. And that is not happening here. We're only testing people who are being admitted to hospital. We have people out in the community who are feeling unwell, who are not being tested. And they, whilst they are self-isolating, they're not informing other people who they may have been in contact with. This is causing me great alarm and great concern within the community. Even today, we have heard of a young child who has a suspected case. He hasn't been tested, but that school still remains open here in the north. These are concerning times, and we need to be taking action, and we need to be taking heed of the World Health Organization and what they are telling us.
And because the testing is so low, the fear is that the true reality of this is unknown at the moment.
Absolutely. With people not being tested with suspected cases who are sitting at home with symptoms, it is given a false reading on what the actual numbers are out there. The numbers are being suppressed, and I feel that the public needs to know the actual extent of this. What is happening in the 26 counties in terms of setting up testing sites, testing everyone who is displaying symptoms, is the right course of action, and we need to be doing the same here in the 6 counties.
Meanwhile, Northern Ireland's Education Minister says one of the main reasons to keep schools open is the impact on parents who are frontline workers. A number of schools across the region took the decision themselves to close this week in response to the pandemic. However, the government is still advising schools to stay open. Peter Weir told a Stormont committee they will reach a point when they'll have to shut down, but he didn't give a definitive timeline. He says a major concern is healthcare workers who will have to stay off work to look after their children.
We will see a denuding of particularly frontline services, emergency services, and particularly in terms of the health side of it. So there will be ongoing work to establish that even in the event of overall school closures, how can we provide some level of cover for those particular set of workers?
A community response team has been set up to support those most in need during the crisis. COVID community response will help coordinate ongoing national and local community initiatives in the fight against the virus. It aims to standardise communication and campaigns, as well as sharing resources. Coordinator Danny O'Donovan explains how they're going to organise their initiatives among volunteers.
We use a community discussion group called Discord. It's available on the website, and it's a place for people who have good intentions and want to have good constructive dialogue, the whole discussion without the kind of noise of Twitter, Facebook, no memes, no trolls, no politics, and it's just a good place for everyone to coordinate and collaborate.
And Post is taking measures to deal with the challenges posed by the outbreak. Post offices will open early on Friday at 8 a.m. to allow older customers collect their social welfare payments. Those who cannot attend in person can apply to have someone collect the payment on their behalf. The company says it's determined to maintain services during the crisis. Head of Communications at Post, Anne McHugh, says people will also not have to sign for packages.
We've introduced social distancing. There is marks on the ground to encourage people to stay apart from each other, and no longer are we asking people to sign for payments. We're taking their information. Similarly, when people have packages and parcels delivered to the door, the post person used to ask them to take the scanner and sign it. We're not doing, our staff will do that now themselves in the presence of the customer.
The IFA says farmers in difficulty or anyone living in isolation in rural areas should call on the association and its members for help. The chair of the Donegal IFA is urging farmers in need to reach out with a WhatsApp group set up for farmers in the county. Brendan McLaughlin also says there is plenty of supply and is urging people not to stockpile.
This is a crucial time for farmers at the moment, and a lot of farmers out there are isolated. Most farms are isolated on their own, and groups, and if a farmer takes sick, where does he go? Where does he get help and whatnot? But the IFA are out here now to help farmers. They should be contacting their branch officers, county officers, county chairs, and all different branch chairs, and all group members to help one another and make phone calls. And don't be afraid of any farmers in difficulty, phone the IFA, and we are out there to help at all costs. I know it's in the month plan at the moment, but I hope it doesn't go on for farmers' sake, because farmers in Australia is difficult at the moment, because we are the main producers of food. Because if you go into the Tesco stores and Dunnes and all the rest of the stores here, the supermarkets, all the shelves have been cleared, even with potatoes, meat and vegetables, all is gone. And we need the farmers to support each other to grow that vegetables and to put it on the table. There is plenty of produce out there. Shoppers shouldn't go panic buying like that. Take it as their norm. Just be normal and do their own thing. But right enough, you go and shop for the week. But don't fill your basket with food, because there's plenty out there. Our farm produce are full. We have plenty of stock here for the public out there. And there's no reason for this at all whatsoever. Mm. And that's a big one. And also, talking about help out there, IFA has set up a WhatsApp group here in Donegal from the national level here. It's a Ulster, North Leinster WhatsApp group. It's going to all the branch chairs, all the delegates in the branches, and any information you can get, those will be on the WhatsApp, and as a two-way system, you can feed in and take out messages as well as that.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by michaelmurphysports.ie. With the new loyalty scheme, Cash for Clubs, every time you shop online, you'll be helping your club build points to get new gear, club wear, accessories and discounts.
At 5:15, it's time for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games. The start of the All-Ireland Senior Football Championship has been delayed due to the coronavirus pandemic. The GAA have confirmed that due to the current uncertainty, the Connacht Senior Football Championship meeting between New York and Galway, scheduled to take place in Gaelic Park, New York on May the 3rd, has been postponed. The Alliance Leagues and all club activities have already been suspended until the 29th of March, but it is widely expected that this period of inactivity will now last much longer. Mayo GAA say they won't be collecting levy payments from their clubs for the months of March and April due to the outbreak. Clubs in the county pay €7,000 each year to help service the debt incurred by the development of Castlebar's McKeel Park. Mayo say they're taking the decision to ease the burden on the clubs in an uncertain time. While the Cork County Board have postponed the first round of club championship games that have been scheduled across the four weekends in April and the first two weekends in May, it has also been confirmed that Parky Kiev is now available to the HSE, who are considering possible uses for the stadium during the pandemic. Croke Park has already been used as a drive-through centre to test for a COVID-19. Well, former Derry footballer Joe Brawley says the Gaelic Athletic Association is playing its part in tackling the response to the outbreak. Schools and some public houses in Northern Ireland remain open. And speaking to Off the Ball, Brawley says the local community is rallying to adapt best practice.
The GAA has shown serious leadership here, I'm extremely passionate about the community side of the GAA, but really they played a blinder for us. And what we've done in the north is rather than dither the GA communities have gone to lockdown, the elderly in lockdown, the sick in lockdown, and we're following best practice, you know, just through that the solidarity of the GA community. So hopefully that will make some impact on this and help to preserve.
In racing, Horse Racing Ireland have implemented even stricter measures on the sport in this country. Action will continue behind closed doors, but there will be no runners from overseas. Evening fixtures have also been shelved, and a subcommittee will continue to monitor the situation in relation to racing on a daily basis. European captain Padraig Harrington says, as of now, there's no change to this year's Ryder Cup. The USPGA Championship, which was due to be staged in May in San Francisco, became the latest tournament to be postponed until later in the year. No American tournaments, that includes the Masters, are scheduled until the week of May 18th at the very earliest. Europe are due to take on the USA at Whistling Straits in September, so Harrington says it's too soon to say if the Ryder Cup will be affected by the coronavirus.
September's a long way off, sir. No change to the situation at all. I know there's been some rumours and things like that, but they had to put out a statement saying that there's no change, but there's definitely no change. There was a big announcement yesterday for the PGA Tour about events being cancelled up until May, and the PGA Championship is postponed. So, look, that's as far as they've got. The middle of May at this stage is where they've taken steps to...
As confirmed yesterday, UEFA have postponed Euro 2020 until next year, but they do hope to complete domestic club competitions and the Champions League later this year. Interim Deputy CEO of the FAI, Niall Quinn, says safeguarding the League of Ireland is a priority.
If there is something in Europe, you know, that we can go to, we will go. If there's something in government, you know, we would look at that too for the players, but every industry is in the same boat. It's really, really tough to imagine that there would be something extra for us there. We have to really, you know, dig deep now and see how can we best shelter, you know, our players essentially and our clubs who will lose huge revenues. So it's a real worry.
Finally, in boxing, Katie Taylor's fight with Amanda Serrano is still going ahead as planned, according to Eddie Hearn. The promoter says all of Matchroom's scheduled fights from May onwards remain on course, but that could change because of the coronavirus. Taylor is due to face the former seven-weight world champion in Manchester on May the 2nd. Tom Comack will be along later tonight with the GAA programme. Usual throw-in time to that is 7:25. Until then, have a very good evening.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news, the British government's pledge to end the cycle of reinvestigations as part of proposals to deal with Northern Ireland's troubled past. Under the new proposals, there will be a legal bar on any future probes occurring. Bob Huggins reports.
Secretary of State Brandon Lewis says ending repeated investigations where there is no new compelling evidence will protect former soldiers from vexatious claims. The suite of proposals comes after the government promised to deliver a way forward on legacy matters within 100 days of the New Decade New Approach deal. The proposals also include a new independent body to provide information to families as well as swift examinations of all unresolved deaths from the Troubles. Discussions will now take place with politicians and the Irish government.
Ireland's rate of alcohol consumption rate remains high despite people drinking less. That's according to Alcohol Action Ireland, which has released new figures which show people drank 2% less last year when compared to 2018. However, from 2015 to 2019, there's been a 20% rise in our consumption of spirits. Una McKinney, Alcohol Action Ireland's head of advocacy, says Irish people are still drinking much more when compared to other countries.
We are continuing to drink significantly way above global averages. We're drinking, Ireland drinkers are now consuming 68% above global average rates. And worryingly, from our own point of view, which is what we would be consistently saying, is that from the point of view of what is the low risk drinking guidelines, we can see that Ireland drinkers are drinking 45% above those guidelines.
Weather now dry in most parts for the rest of the day with just a few isolated light showers. Westerly breezes will be moderate generally but fresher near the coast. Cold tonight with a mix of cloud and clear spells with some scattered showers. Lows of -1 to +1 degree with patchy frost and ice. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, a post-mortem examination is due to be carried out on the body of a woman in her 60s which was discovered at a house in Letterkenny. Gardaí say such results will determine the course of the investigation. Six new cases of coronavirus coronavirus have been confirmed today in Northern Ireland. The total number of confirmed cases in the north is now at 68. The five main banks have agreed a 3-month suspension of mortgage and business loan repayments for customers affected by COVID-19. Following a meeting with the finance minister, the banks are working on a simplified application process to make it easier for customers to receive support. And a Donegal woman who is returning to nursing to help as the country tries to combat coronavirus says she had no other choice but to step up and help those on the front line. A HSE recruitment drive is continuing with healthcare professionals from all disciplines who are not already working in the public health service are being urged to register to be on call for Ireland during the pandemic. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, March the 18th. The death has taken place of Lorna McGranahan, née Park, 7 Turnberry Manor, Strabane, and formerly of Alexander Place, Strabane, reposing at her home tonight from 8 o'clock. Fiona leaving her home on Friday morning at 11:30 for Requiem Mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 12 noon, interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Chest, Heart and Stroke, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. in accordance with guidelines. The funeral mass will be limited to family and close friends only, please. Funeral mass can be viewed live via the Strabane Parish webcam. The death has taken place of Adam Strain, Carrignamart Manor, Cunningham. His remains will repose at his 8 residence from 7 o'clock this evening. Fiona leaving there on Friday afternoon at 1:15 for 2 o'clock funeral service in St Ninian's Parish Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Oncology Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, a funeral director. Due to guidelines, the wake and funeral are private. The death has occurred of Sister Ursula Fox, a Convent of Mercy, Ballyshannon, and formerly of the Gilshan, Ballyshannon, County Donegal, reposing at St Anne's Convent, Ballyshannon, tomorrow afternoon from 4 o'clock until 5:30 for family and close friends only, please. Mass of the Resurrection in St Patrick's Church, Ballyshannon, on Friday morning at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the Abbey Asa Rose Cemetery. Due to guidelines, funeral mass will be held privately for family and close friends, please. The mass can be viewed online at church service. .tv/St Patrick's Ballyshannon. A massive celebration of Ursula's life will be offered at a later date. The death has occurred of Sally the Cope Gallagher, Carnmore Road, Dunlow. Her remains will repose at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Due to the guidelines, the house will be restricted to family, friends and neighbours. A family funeral will take place in St Cronus Church, Dunlow, tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock, with burial immediately afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral mass may be viewed on the parish webcam, mcnmedia.tv, St Cronus Church, Dunlow. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Patient's Comfort Fund, Letterkenny University Hospital or Sean McGlynn Funeral Directors. The death has occurred in Birmingham of Patrick Houston, formerly Lackana Burton Port. Burial will take place in Birmingham at a later date. The death has taken place of Annie O'Donnell, née Burke, 356 Corky Manor, Cunningham, Letterkenny. Annie's remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral mass at 11 o'clock on Friday morning in St. Columba's Church, Drumahill, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. In compliance with guidelines, wake, funeral mass and burial private to immediate family only, please. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Heart and Lung Transplant Unit, Mater Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Anne McHugh, McLaughlin Row, Glashat, Carndonna. Her remains are reposing at the Carndonna Community Hospital Chapel of Rest until 6 o'clock this evening for family only. Funeral leaving there tomorrow morning at 10:30 to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Carndonna, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Eileen Boggs, Drumcarbet, Mallon. House and funeral strictly private. Family flowers only, donations if desired to Lag Presbyterian Church, care of Liam Collins, a funeral director or any family member. The death has taken place of Sally McNulty, née Fields, 9 at Crohan View, Strabane, and formerly of the Cottages, Lifford, reposing at her home. Fiona leaving her home tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Melmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. until 11 a.m. The wake and funeral mass will be limited to family and close friends only, please. The funeral mass can be viewed live via the Melmount Parish webcam. The death has taken place of Eita McNaught, Oha Venon, Rathmullen, remains are reposing at her home. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in Rathmullen Presbyterian Church, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to guidelines, the wake and funeral are private to family and friends, family flowers only, donations if desired to the Osnaman Centre, Rathmullen, care of any family member. And the death has occurred of Charlie Breen, Lacana, Burton Port. Remains will repose at his home. To adhere to restrictions, the house and funeral will be private to family and close friends only. Funeral mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columbus Church, Eggers, with interment afterwards in Belcrutch Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Sean McGlynn, funeral directors.